الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous class we're discussing what the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى with regards to الصفات الذاتية. الصفات الذاتية. We have read some of the evidences the author he mentioned from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to these sifat, with regards to these sifat, the sifat al-dhatiyya, وَهِيَ الصِّفَاتَ الَّتِي لَا تَنْفَكُ عَنِ الذَّاتِ وَلَا تَعَلُّقَ لَهَا بِالْمَشِيئَةِ وَلَا تَعَلُّقَ لَهَا بِالْمَشِيئَةِ. These are the attributes of the divine essence, from the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no relationship with these particular attributes, with these particular attributes of the mashi'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His will. To His will. As for as-sifat al-fi'liyah, then these are the attributes of the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وهي الصفات التي لها تعلق بالمشيئة. And these are the attributes of Allah azza wa jalla that are related to the mashi'ah, the will of Allah. Meaning He does them as He wills, whenever He wills, in a manner befitting His majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we continue from where we had left off. The author, he says, سؤال, question. ما مثال صفات الأفعال من الكتاب? What is the example of the attributes of the actions from the Quran? From the Quran. الجواب, the answer. مثل قوله تعالى, such as the statement of Allah the Most High, ثم استوى إلى السماء. Then he, Allah عز وجل, استوى, and he rose over towards the heavens and made them and rose towards the heavens. And this is an addition in the translation. Then he rose over towards the heavens. Then he rose over towards the heavens. وَقَوْلُهُ هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Before that then, we see, so here in this verse, here in the first verse, the author is mentioning the istiwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that Allah, He rose over the heavens, over the throne, in a manner befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَدِي سِفَةُ فِعْلٍ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This is from the actions of Allah, that He rose over the throne. He rose over the heavens, rose over the throne, in a manner befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَوْلُهُ هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And are they waiting for anything other than that Allah, He should come, and that Allah, He should come to them, and that Allah, He should come to them? So here in this noble verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed the sifa of al-ityan, al-ityan, that Allah, He will come. He will come in a manner befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an attribute of the actions of Allah azza wa jal. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. And they made not a just estimate of Allah such as is due to Him. And on the day of resurrection, the whole of the earth will be grasped in His hand, and the heavens will be rolled up in His right. And the heavens will be rolled up in His right. So these are from the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will grasp the earth, that He will grasp the earth. And likewise, He will wrap up the heavens in His right hand. All of this performed in a manner befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like unto Him, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. In the statement of Allah the Most High, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. And what prevented you, O Iblis, that you did not prostrate, to the one, did you not prostrate when I created him with my both hands, when I created him with both my hands? Any the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created Adam, any with His two hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here the action that's affirmed is creating Allah, He created Adam with His hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the attributes, the actions of Allah azza wa jal, al-khalq, that he creates in a manner befitting His Majesty. وقوله تعالى وكتبنا له في الألواح وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء. And we wrote for him on the tablets the lesson to draw, to the lesson to be drawn from all things, and an explanation for all things, and an explanation for all things, for all things. So here is the kitaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the actions of Allah is that he wrote in the alwah, as He's clarifying here subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقوله تعالى فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله when his Lord appeared to the mountain, he made it collapse to dust. So here likewise, the tajalli is from the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-fi'liya. Al-fi'liya. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah, He does whatever He wills. Yani, this is clear. This is clear that Allah, He does whatever He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue reading. The author, he says, and I think the evidences are clear here, that these are from the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سؤال, ما مثال صفات الأفعال من السنة? Question, what is an example of the attributes of the actions of Allah from the Sunnah? And the jawab, مثل قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينزل ربنا كل ليلة إلى السماء الدنيا حين يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر الحديث. For example, the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, our Lord descends every night to the lowest heaven when the last third of the night remains. When the last third of the night remains. This hadith is muttafaqun alayhi from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, hadith al-Nuzul. So also from the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the attributes of His actions, tabaraka wa ta'ala, annahu yanzil, that He descends in a manner befitting His majesty, not like the descent of anything in the creation. And even in His, whenever He descends, He's still high and lofty. He's still high and lofty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, above His throne in a manner befitting His majesty. وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِي حَدِيثِ الشَّفَاعَةِ. And the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith about the intercession, فَيَأْتِيهِمُ اللَّهُ فِي سُورَتِهِ أَلَتِي يَعْرِفُونَ فَيَقُولُ أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَيَقُولُونَ أَنْتَ رَبُّنَا الحديث. ونعني بصفة الفعل هنا الاتيان لا السورة فافهم. The author, he says, in the hadith of the intercession, then Allah will come to them in a form which they know, and He will say, I am your Lord. And they will say, you are our Lord. And on the day of resurrection. And the author, he says, rahimahullah, to clarify, we mean by action here, coming, not form. So understand this point well. And the attribute that's being derived here as the evidence for this particular issue is the adithyan. Fayatihim Allah. Fayatihim Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will come. Wouldn't say here that the attribute that's being derived is the surah. The author is clarifying that what he intends is al-ityan, al-ityan. So then he says, وَقَوْلُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَكْبِضُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْأَرْضِ وَتَكُونُ السَّمَاوَاتُ بِيَمِينِهِ ثُمَّ يَقُولُ أَنَا الْمَلِكِ الْحَدِيثِ. And in his statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will grasp the earth on the day of resurrection, and the heavens will be in His right hand, and He will say, I am the King. I am the King. The hadith, al-hadith. Yani, until the end of the hadith, muttafaqun alayhi, from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu. And some wordings in Bukhari and Muslim likewise, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَكْبِضُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْأَرْضِ. Indeed, Allah, He will grasp from the day of resurrection the earth. وَيَطْوِي السَّمَوَاتِ بِيَمِينِهِ. And He'll wrap up the heavens in His right hand. And He'll wrap up the heavens in His right hand. So these are from the actions of Allah, affirming that which is mentioned in the book of Allah here, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَوْلُهُ لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ وَقَوْلُهُ لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ كَتَبَ بِيَدِهِ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي تَغْلِبُ غَضَبِي. And the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, when Allah created the creation, He wrote with His hand upon Himself, my mercy prevails over my wrath. My mercy prevails over my wrath. Also hadith al-muttafiqun alayhi from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu. So here we see as well, the kitabah is established in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah, he, from His actions, is that He writes tabaraka wa ta'ala in a manner befitting His majesty. وَفِي حَدِيثَ الْإِحْتِجَاجِ وَفِي حَدِيثِ إِحْتِجَاجِ آدَمَ مُوسَى وَفِي حَدِيثِ إِحْتِجَاجِ آدَمَ Musa. And in the narration, whenever Adam debated with Musa, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, faqala Adam, he said, ya Musa, O Musa, istafaqa Allahu bi kalamihi wa khatta laka at-tawrata bi yadihi. He said, the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in this narration, whenever Adam, he debated with Musa, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Adam said to Musa, O Musa, Allah chose you with His speech and wrote the Torah for you with His hand. The author, he says, Rahimahullah, فَكَلَامُهُ تَعَالَى وَيَدُهُ صِفَتَا ذَات. فَكَلَامُهُ تَعَالَى وَيَدُهُ صِفَتَا ذَات. صِفَتَا ذَات. So his speech and his hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are two attributes of the essence, of the divine essence. The speech and the hand are two attributes of the divine essence. وَتَكَلُّمُهُ صِفَةُ ذَاتٍ وَفِعْلٍ مَعًا. And then he says, Rahimahullah, to clarify, while his speaking is both an attribute of his divine essence and his action. And his action. So sifatul kalam, sifatun dhatiyya fi'liyya. Sifatun dhatiyya fi'liyya. It is an attribute of the divine essence of Allah and also an attribute of his actions. يعني فمن أصلي هذه الصفة هي صفة ذات. The foundation of this attribute, fundamentally this attribute is the attribute of the divine essence of Allah عز وجل. Of the divine essence of Allah عز وجل. وبالنسبة لأحد كلامه سبحانه وتعالى صفة فعل. Meaning that with regards to individual speech, then it's an action of Allah. So it's an action, but at the same time, it's an attribute of the divine essence from one aspect, that it's an attribute that Allah is described with, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then also from his actions is that he speaks whenever he wills. So whenever he spoke the Torah, this is different whenever he spoke the Injil, and whenever he spoke the Quran. So all of this is the speech of Allah, but he did not speak them all at the same time, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this one is from his actions, from this aspect. Although this is an attribute that Allah is described with. That Allah is described with. Yani his divine essence. His divine essence. Yani that it's initially not related there to the attributes, to the actions, except whenever he intends to speak. Then he speaks now. And this is from his actions, whenever he wills, however he wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل الحديث وغيرها كثير الحديث وغيرها كثير. And also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, indeed Allah stretches out his hand at night to accept the repentance of those who sin during the day, and he stretches out his hand during the day to accept the repentance of those who sinned at night, and many other similar narrations. The author, he says, Rahimahullah, and this narration here is collected by Imam Muslim from the Hadith of Abi Musa, radiyallahu anhu. So again, these sifat, as-sifat al-dhatiyah wa sifat al-fi'liyah, we affirm them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner befitting His Majesty. So the methodology of Ahl Sunnah is a tanzih bila ta'fil. التنزيه بلا تعطيل والإثبات بلا تشبيه. الإثبات بلا تشبيه والتنزيه بلا تعطيل. To affirm them without resembling to the creation, and to free Allah from having any resemblance or comparison to the creation, or any deficiency or shortcoming or weakness whatsoever, without denying the attribute. Without denying the attribute. إثبات بلا تمثيل وتنزيه بلا تعطيل. إثبات بلا تمثيل وتنزيه بلا تعطيل. نثبت الصفات لله سبحانه وتعالى من غير تمثيل وننزه الله سبحانه وتعالى عن النقص والعيب والمثيل والشبيه من غير تعطيل. So these are important terms here to understand. So we affirm these attributes that Allah He affirmed for Himself, and that His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam affirmed for Him. How do we affirm them? Without resembling them to the creation whatsoever. And the fundamental principle with regards to that and evidence, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, لَيْسَ كِمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like unto Him, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. So Allah, He negated any resemblance, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him whatsoever, and He affirmed that He hears and sees. So therefore, He hears and sees in the most perfect and complete manner, subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any deficiency whatsoever or weakness, and without any resemblance to the creation. So this is how we affirm all of the sifat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُنَزِّهُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَنِ النَّقْصِ وَالْعَيْبِ وَالشَّبِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَعْطِيلٍ. And whenever we free Allah from having any resemblance to the creation, or from having any deficiency or weakness whatsoever, we do that in a manner without denying the attributes. Without denying the attributes. We do not deny the attributes, not directly and not indirectly. Not directly by saying that Allah, He doesn't have them, and not indirectly by making misinterpretation of the meanings. At-tahrif, waliyadu billah, by making a misinterpretation of the meanings. So some of the deviant, waliyadu billah, they read the likes of these texts and they can't help but to make tashbih. They can't help to understand these words and the meanings of these words as they understand them in the creation. So they say, oh, Allah descends in the last third of every night, so He's up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down all the time. Up and down, up and down, up and down all the time. Like this, say, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He descends in a manner befitting His majesty, not like the creation, not like you can picture in your mind. Not like the takyif that you're making in your mind and the tashbih that you're making in your mind. Not the manner that you think and the how that you understand in your mind based upon comparison to the creation. Based upon comparison and resemblance to the creation. Rather, He does these actions that He affirmed for Himself and His Messenger affirmed for Himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a manner befitting His majesty. And a manner befitting His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not like that of the creation. Not like that of the creation. So Allah, He descends, and at the same time, He's high and lofty above His creation. He's high and lofty above His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We affirm them as Allah, He affirmed them for Himself, and we affirm them as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has affirmed them. So Allah, His hand is outstretched, accepting the repentance of those who repent, subhanahu wa ta'ala. How that occurs, Allah knows best. كَمَا تَرِيكُ كَمَا يَلِيكُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner befitting His majesty, in a manner befitting His glory, honor, and majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not like anything in the creation. Not like anything in the creation. The author, he says, rahimahullah, سؤال هل يشتق من كل صفات الأفعال أسماء أم أسماء الله كلها توقيفية أم أسماء الله كلها توقيفية. Question: are all of the names of Allah derived from His actions, or are the names of Allah entirely restricted? توقيفية. 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 What that means? Any from الوقف. الوقف means to stop. But what is intended here, any التوقف عن إثبات الصفات حتى يأتي النص. التوقف عن إثبات الصفات حتى يأتي النص. فلا إثبات لصفة من الصفات لله سبحانه وتعالى إلا بالدليل. إلا بالدليل. So you must, were restricted in naming Allah سبحانه وتعالى His beautiful names. And naming Allah Azza wa Jal by His beautiful names, then we must rely on clear, authentic texts from the Quran or from the Sunnah. From the Quran or from the Sunnah, that these are from the names of Allah. That these are from the names of Allah. So we know that Allah, He has al-Asma' al-Husna. Walillahi al-Asma' al-Husna. And Allah, He has the most beautiful names. So these beautiful names are names that Allah has clarified for Himself in His book. And that His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has clarified for him in the Sunnah. We understand that? So it's not allowed to give Allah names that are not established in the book in the Sunnah. That's what it means. Asma Allahi kulluha tawqifiyan. Yutawakafu fi ithbatiha ala nas. Yutawakafu fi ithbatiha. Yutawakafu fi ithbatiha ala nas. Yani min al-kitabi aw al-sunnah. Min al-kitabi aw al-sunnah. That means that you must wait. And in order to affirm any attribute, you must establish that from a clear text in the Quran or in the Sunnah. From the Quran or the Sunnah. Here we have to remember, barakallahu feekum, al-farq bayna bab al-ikhbar wa bab al-asma'i wa sifat. Al-farq bayna bab al-ikhbar an Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala wa bab ithbat al-asma'i wa sifat. The issue of speaking about Allah, referring to Allah, speaking about Allah, information about Allah, talking about Allah, and affirming beautiful names for Allah. And affirming beautiful names for Allah. In our previous class, there were a number of examples that the author mentioned in al-asma' al-muqtarana. Al-asma' al-muqtarana, those names that come together. Those names that come together. Like al-nafi' al-dhar. Al-nafi' al-dhar. Allah knows best, these are not from the names of Allah. These are not from the beautiful names of Allah. So we'll not say Allah from His beautiful names. Al-nafi' al-dhar. You understand? But we say Allah, He is an-nafi' al-dhar. Because this is something that's established. Allah, He is the one who brings benefit. And Allah, He is the one who brings harm. النفع والضر بيده وحده سبحانه وتعالى. Benefiting and harming is in his hands alone, سبحانه وتعالى. But Allah, he did not call himself these names. And likewise, the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did not call him by these names. So these are not from al-Asma al-Husna. Al-Khafid al-Rafi', al-Khafid al-Rafi', the lower, al-Rafi' al-Khafid, al-Rafi' al-Khafid, the raiser and the lower. These are from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even they're established in the book in the Sunnah. Yani al-Rafi' wal-Khafd. And it's said about Allah, huwa al-Rafi'. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah, He raises those who believe among you and those who have been given knowledge and ranks. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ عَقَارِينَ. That indeed Allah, He will raise by way of this book some people, and He will lower by way of that others. وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ أَحَدٌ قَطْ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. And no one ever humbled themselves before Allah except that Allah raised them. This is also from the authentic narrations. So Allah هو الرافع. If you want to rifa, تُرِيدُ الرِّفَعَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّافِعُ. You can say that. Do you want to be raised in this life and the hereafter? Allah, He's the one who raises. Allah, He's the one who raises. But we don't say مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ الْحُسْنَى الرَّافِعُ. But we don't say from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal الرَّافِعُ. You understand this? There's a difference between the two. Likewise, the الْخَافِدُ. Allah, He lowers. Yeah, Allah, He lowers from He wills. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. If we don't say الْخَافِدُ is from the beautiful names, even we have seen that you don't say about Allah al-Khafid alone, because it has a bad meaning when it comes alone. The perfection, it only comes whenever the name is coupled with its opposite. Al-Rafi al-Khafid, the raiser, the lower, meaning according to his wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because some people, Allah, He wants to raise them, and others, He wants to lower them. And some people, they do the actions and deeds that qualify them to be raised by the grace of Allah. And others, they're not like that, and they're lowered, and then should not be raised. And Allah, He knows best. Allah, He knows best who deserves to be raised and who should be lowered. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal and from His actions. And it's said about Him this. Well, these are not from His beautiful names. As for Al-Qabid wal-Basit, then these are, and Allah knows best, from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they are established in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And a number of the scholars have mentioned that these are from the beautiful names. All that they come in this manner, al-qabid al-basit, yani the or basit al-qabid, and they come together, yani min al-asma al-muqtarana, and also al-mu'ti al-mani', al-mu'ti al-mani'. We've seen in our previous class, al-mu'ti is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's from the names of Allah, the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, al-mu'ti. Wallahu huwa al-mu'ti. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Wallahu huwa al-mu'ti wa ana al-qasim. Allah, He is the bestower. Allah, He is the giver, and I'm only the distributor. I am only the distributor. So in this narration here, establishes this beautiful name here to be from Allah's names, Allah's beautiful names, Al-Mu'ti. But as for Al-Mani', this is not from His beautiful names. This is not from His beautiful names. And it's not said about Allah, who Al-Mani', except whenever the opposite word is mentioned together. As for Al-Mu'ti, you can say that Allah, who Al-Mu'ti. Like the Prophet, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But also, not only is Allah the giver, He's also the one who withholds. He's also the one who withholds, but we do not say that Allah, He's the withholder, like that alone, because this is not a complete good meaning. But whenever it comes with the giver, bestower, and the withholder, now we see this is perfection and completeness. So Allah, from His beautiful names, Al-Mu'ti, and it's said about Him, Al-Mu'ti. And it's said about Allah, Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. But not from Allah's beautiful names is Al-Mani'. So then someone could be... We can name a child, for example, Abdu al-Mu'ti, right? Well, how about Abdu al-Mani'? Huh? No, that's not right. Right? Because al-Ta'bid, you're going to be Asma' Allah al-Husna. Al-Ta'bid al-Asma', whenever you say Abd Fulan, Abd al-Rahman, right? Abd al-Rahim, Abd al-Karim, Abd al-Mannan, like this, it's from the used the beautiful names of Allah. Abdullah, that's the asl, right? And then after that, one of the beautiful names of Allah. So we wouldn't say Abdul Mani', Abdul Khafid, right? Abdul Qabid. Maybe Qabid is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, but the people of Nara, they mentioned that this is from the Asma' al-Muzdawwaja. Al-Asma' al-Muzdawwaja. So the word Al-Qabid and the beautiful name Al-Qabid is only mentioned about Allah whenever it comes together with Al-Basit. Al-Basit al-Qabid. You'll never find in the book of Allah al-qabid, or the words that are derived from the Masdar qabd, coming alone like that. And that Allah yaqbid. Except that he mentioned along with that, annahu yabsut. Yaqbidu wa yabsutu. Yabsutu wa yaqdir. They come together. They come together. It's never mentioned that Allah, he straightens the people like that. Allah, he's the straightener, straightening the people in their circumstance. But it comes that Allah, he bestows provision on whom he wills, and he straightens provision for whom he wills. You understand? So this is a point here to be made. So now we go back to the question. هل يشتق من كل صفات الأفعال أسماء أم أسماء الله كلها توقيفية؟ Are names derived from every action of Allah Azza wa Jal, or are the names of Allah all of them توقيفية? What does it mean توقيفية? التوقف في إثباتها على الناس. التوقف في إثباتها على الناس. That you have to wait and rely upon a clear text to affirm a name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A name from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Bab al-Ikhbar awsa' min bab al-Asma'i wa sifat. Speaking about Allah, this is more general and allowed than affirming for Him beautiful names. This point is clear. Some of the terms, yani, and the terminology and the definitions and the likes are very clear in the Arabic language, and sometimes it becomes difficult or even maybe confusing in translation. So I hope that it's clear and I don't confuse anyone. May Allah make it easy for us to say that which is true about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and protect us from saying anything that is not pleasing to Him tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Jawab, the answer. Al-Jawab, la. بل أسماء الله تعالى كلها توقيفية لا يسمى إلا بما سمى به نفسه في كتابه أو أطلقه عليه رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. No, rather all the names of Allah the Exalted are توقيفية, meaning He is only named by what He has named Himself in His book, or what His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has named Him with or called Him. وكل فعل أطلقه الله تعالى على نفسه فهو فيما أطلق فيه مدح وكمال وليس كلها وصف الله به نفسه مطلقا ولا كلها يشتق منها أسماء وكل فعل أطلقه الله تعالى على نفسه فهو فيما أطلق فيه مدح وكمال ولكن ليس كلها وصف الله به نفسه مطلقا وَلَا كُلُّهَا يُشْتَقُّ مِنْهَا أَسْمَاءٌ. Every action that Allah has attributed to Himself is praiseworthy and perfect within the context in which He has mentioned. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, not every action He attributed to Himself is mentioned absolutely, nor can every one of them be derived as a name. This is what we just discussed. This is clear? This is what we just we're talking about. Al-Mu'ti al-Mani. We just clarified this. Huh? Al-Rafi al-Khafid. Al-Basit al-Qabid. Al-Qabid al-Basit. This is what we just discussed. Alhamdulillah. بَلْ مِنْهَا مَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ مُطْلَقًا كَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. There are actions which Allah described Himself with in an absolute manner, such as His statement, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who created you. These are His actions. He created you, then provided for you. This is from His actions likewise. Then He will cause you to die, and then He will give you life. Also from His actions. So here from the actions of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have the action of creating, and likewise providing, as well as causing to die and giving life, and giving life. So He says, Rahimahullah, وَسَمَّ نَفْسُهُ الْخَالِقَ الرازق المحيي المميت المدبر. And He named Himself Al-Khaliq, the Creator, Al-Razik, the Provider, Al-Muhyi, the Giver of Life, Al-Mumit, the Taker of Life, Al-Mudabbir, the Disposer of the Affairs. The Disposer of the Affairs. Allah knows best. It's clear here from the beautiful names that Allah has called Himself, Al-Khaliq, Al-Razik, and Al-Razak likewise. And Al-Razak, these are from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's no evidence in the book or in the sunnah where Allah, He names Himself, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named Allah azza wa jal al-muhyi al-mumit. المحيي المميت. There's no evidence, as far as I'm aware of, that this is from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it said about Allah, annahu yuhyi wa yumeet. For Allah huwa al-muhyi. Who is the one who gives life? Allah huwa al-muhyi. And Allah huwa al-mumeet. Allah huwa al-mumeet. And likewise al-mudabbir. And likewise al-mudabbir. Allah, he is al-mudabbir. But this is not from the beautiful names of Allah azza wa jalla, and Allah knows best. And it would be derived from the likes of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yudabbiru amra yufassilu al-ayati, yudabbiru amra yufassilu al-ayati la'alakum bi liqa'i rabbikum tuqinun. This is in Surah Al-Ra'd. So if that's the case, if you say that we derive this beautiful name from the verse of Allah when he mentioned about himself, yudabbiru al-amr, yudabbiru al-amr, right? So Allah huwa al-mudabbir. No doubt Allah is al-mudabbir. But we would not derive from the likes of these verses that this is from his beautiful names. And if we were to do that, then we'll say, likewise, then why don't you say that Allah is al-mufassil? يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ. So the al-mudabbir is being derived here. Then why not al-mufassil? They're coming together. So Allah, he is al-mudabbir lil-amr and also al-mufassil al-ayat. But no one has mentioned that Allah from his beautiful names is al-mufassil. You understand? So if we were going to derive from the likes of this verse Al-Mudabbir as a name, then we should likewise derive after that Al-Mufassil. And that's not the case. So therefore Allah knows best. It's not from his Asma'ul Husna Al-Mudabbir. But it said about Allah huwa Al-Mudabbir. Wadih? This is clear. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Naam. So he says, Rahimahullah, وَمِنْهَا أَفْعَالٌ أَطْلَقَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْجَزَاءِ وَالْمُقَابَلَةِ وهي فيما سيقت له مدح وكمال كقوله تعالى يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم. And among them are actions which Allah the Exalted has attributed to himself by way of repayment and retaliation. And in the context in which they are mentioned, they are praiseworthy and perfect. Like his statement, the Most High, they seek to deceive Allah, but Allah, it is he who deceives them. But Allah, it is he who deceives them. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مَاكِرِينَ. And they plotted, and Allah plotted. And Allah is the best of planners. And Allah is the best of planners. Yani, so these are from the attributes that are mentioned, the attributes al-muqabala, sifat al-muqabala, sifat al-muqabala. Yani, and they have yani, al-jaza', al-jaza' wal-muqabala. So you would not say, Allah huwa al-khadi' wal-yadu billah, or Allah huwa al-makir. You don't say that. You know, that's not from his beautiful names, and you don't say that about Allah Azza wa Jal. Wadih? That this is not Al-Khadi' and Al-Makir. These are not from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you do not say that about Allah like that. You don't say Allah, he's the plotter and planner. He's the plotter. And the word Makir, sometimes we think planning in the English language, any planning, any sometimes can be good, right? But the word Makir doesn't have a good meaning. So when we say planning, translating the word makr, this is not initially, the word itself, initially. It's not meant to like plan out some nice day or a nice trip for your family or to plan out a good program for you to memorize, like the Quran, for example. That's planning, right? You make plans any for the future and how to raise your family upon the sunnah and how to memorize the Quran, for example. It's all planning. This is good. Thinking ahead and looking to the circumstances and the likes. This is good. But you in the Arabic language, you cannot say hadi khutta, and hadi khutta, and you plan out like this. This is not makr. Makr initially is whenever you plot to bring harm. You understand that? That's called makr. And makr. So it's initially not a good attribute. It's only considered a good attribute whenever it's done as a recompense for those who do that. So whenever the foul and the lowly and the deviant, whenever they plot, for example, with the people, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْعَالَى, there's people who are plotting, and then the people the people of falsehood or deviation are plotting, and the people of the sunnah, they're aware of those plots, and they counteract those plots in the same manner of their plot. And they fill their plots in the same light, in the same manner. So they plotted and they plotted. You understand? So now they recompense them according to their evil plots and plans. Recompense them according to their evil plots and plans. This is good and praiseworthy. That the good and the righteous, they will plot against the evil plotters. And they will foil their plans. and they will do away with their evil, and they will put it into their mischief. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You understand that? So lillahi mathal al-'ala. So the yamkurun wa yamkur Allah. Wallahu khayrun makirin. Now we understand the verse. So they're plotting, and this is mentioned in the context in Surah Ali Imran with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. They're plotting to kill him alayhi salatu wasalam. ويمقر الله والله خير الماكرين. And Allah plans likewise, and Allah saved Isa alayhi salatu wasalam for their plans and for their plans, and they were losers. وليعذ بالله وليعذ بالله. So the people plot against the prophets and messengers. The people plot against the truth, against the prophets and messengers and their true followers, and Allah likewise plots against them. And Allah likewise plots against them. You understand? So this is in this aspect, perfection. Perfection. That the people think that they can get over, or that they can do work their evil, and that no one can stop them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify the ills of that, and He will put a stop to that. And the most perfect and beautiful and wise and subtle manner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَمْقُرُونَ وَيَمْقُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ وَلَا يَهِيكُمْ مَا قُرْسَيْهِ إِلَّا بِأَحْدِ. And likewise, al-khida'ah. Al-khida'ah is deception. So deception, this is a good trait initially? No, this is not a good trait initially. When will it be good? Whenever the evil ones are trying to deceive the righteous, and the righteous are aware of that, and they deceive the evil ones, countering their plots and recompensing them according to their evil intentions. Huh? You understand that? This is beautiful now. So from this aspect, Allah is described with this attribute in this context. So we don't say Allahul Khadi', la Allahu yukhadi'u man khada'ahu. Allah yukhadi' man khada'ahu. You understand that? Allah, He deceives those who deceive Him. Allah, He doesn't deceive. He deceives those who deceive Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they think they're upon khair. They think they're doing good things. They think that they're good, and that they're working their efforts, and that they're going to have a good outcome. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is leading them to their destruction. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. Wala yahsabanna alladhina kafaru annama numli lahum خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين. You understand that verse? ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم. Do not let the people disbelieve that what we give them and let them have from the worldly life is good for their own souls. إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما. We only give them so they can increase in sin. ولهم عذاب مهين. Before that, he says, يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة. Allah, He does not want to give them a portion of the hereafter. Allah, He does not want to give them a portion of the hereafter. So what are they? They're deceived. They're deceived by this life. وليعذ بالله, this life has overcome them. يريد الله ألا يعطيهم الله يعطيهم حظا في الآخرة. Allah, He does not want to give them a share in the hereafter. A share in the hereafter. وليعذ بالله. So this is from the examples of that. This is from the examples of that. So we don't say about Allah al-Khadi'. Rather, we say like Allah, He says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَخَادِعُهُمْ. They seek to deceive Allah, and Allah, He deceives them. This was in Surah An-Nisa. So now the author, he says, mentioning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot Allah, so Allah forgot them. They forgot Allah, so Allah forgot them. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He does not forget. It does not. His knowledge is perfect. What is meant here is that Allah forgot them. Then He tarakahum. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fil adab. Waliyadu billah. He'll leave them in punishment. Waliyadu billah. So he says, so we don't say about Allah that he forgets. We don't say about Allah that He forgets. What do we say about Allah? That He forgets those who forget Him. He forgets those who forget Him. And He leaves them to their souls and their whims and their desires, and leaves them وَلِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ, and the hereafter to punishment with no help, with no help. Also, this is any شَيْبِ. This is something to ponder over, that the disbelievers in the hereafter, they'll have a punishment and no one to help them. They have a punishment and no one to help them. Allah, He mentioned in His book, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا هُمْ كُفَارٌ فَلَا يُقَبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. وما لهم من الناس. Those who disbelieve and die upon disbelief, if they offered as a ransom for their souls everything in the earth, it would never be accepted from them. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. These people, they're going to have a painful punishment. That's one thing. وما لهم من ناصرين. And they have no one to help them. They have no one to help them. وليعذ بالله. This is in the hereafter. Can you imagine a situation where a person, he is in a painful punishment and there's no one to help him? He's alone with no one to help him, punished, punished painfully, and no one to help him. This is the case of the disbelievers in the hereafter. وليعذ بالله. وليعذ بالله. So, نسوا الله فنسيهم. They forgot Allah, so Allah forgot them. And He left them to their whims. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left them to their whims. So it said, as a recompense, and as a recompense and repayment for those who do that action, for those who do that action. He says, Rahimahullah, ولكن لا يجوز إطلاقها على الله في غير ما سيقت فيه من الآيات فلا يقال إنه تعالى يمكر ويخادع ويستهزئ ونحو ذلك وكذلك لا يقال ماكر ومخادع مستهزئ. However, it is not permissible to ascribe such attributes to Allah except in the context in which they were revealed in the verses. Thus, one must not say that Allah deceives or outwits or mocks and the like, he in an unrestricted manner. Nor should he be called the deceiver, the outwitter, or the mocker. Or the mocker. Rather, it's only mentioned in the same light, in the same context. He mocks at those who mock him. So he deceives those who deceive them. He deceives those who deceive him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwits and plots against those who plot against him and his believers. وَلَا يَقُولُهُ مُسْلِمٌ وَلَا عَاقِلٌ. And no Muslim or sane person will ever say this, that Allah, he's the deceiver, that Allah, he's the mocker. No Muslim, not even a sound person, will ever say this. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَمْ يَصِفْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْمَكْرِ وَالْكَيْدِ وَالْخِدَاعِ إِلَّا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْجَزَاءِ لِمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. وقد علم أن المجازات على ذلك بالعدل حسنة من المخلوق فكيف من الخلاق العليم العدل الحكيم. No Muslim or sane person will say this, for indeed Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, only described Himself with such actions like plotting, scheming, and mocking, plotting, scheming, or mocking, in the context of recompense against those who commit such deeds unjustly. And it is well known that repaying such actions with justice is praiseworthy from the side of creation and from the people. If there are people who are plotting, scheming, and doing these deeds unjustly, and the people, they repay those plots and actions and deeds and schemes with justice, this is praiseworthy. This is praiseworthy. So how much more so for the Creator, the All-Knowing, the Just, and the All-Wise? The just and the all wise. You understand the point of this question. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. After this, the author is going to move on and discuss issues about the ulu of Allah Azza wa Jal. About the ulu of Allah Azza wa Jal. His attribute of loftiness, of highness. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we cover that after Maghrib. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.